Good afternoon. Welcome to our campus. We're very excited to have everyone here. I'm the Carroll Campus Provost, Joel Lundstrom. This has been a long time coming, and we're very excited to get everybody here in a celebratory way. And Jack made it. Great.
Ryan's right behind you.
Our expansion of 11,000 square feet allows us to serve our students and our community better than ever before. That's the most exciting part of this project. In just the last month alone, since this addition was completed, about early January, our campus has hosted a ton of events in this new space. I want to tell you about them. We hosted a speaker series on diversity and inclusion that was open to the public. We hosted over 350 high school sophomores on career discovery days from seven different high schools. We hosted the chamber leadership class, nursing club meetings, PTK meetings, student activities, and of course, numerous students have used this space for studying and socializing, and even a few this morning. And we probably even hosted a few student apps throughout the week as well. This Saturday, we'll host a legislative forum that's also open to the community. The next week, we'll host Rotary. Area principals and counselors from 10 different high schools are coming here. Later this month, we'll host a 60-person college recruitment event for Denison High School students, seniors. And in this space, we're hosting for Black History Month, a film showing and discussion next week as well. And all of these events, and the reason I tell you about them, is because they're all events that would have been a real challenge for us to do in the past without this space. So this space means a lot to us. We're focused on bringing people together and provide educational opportunities for our community, and that's what these events are about. We are absolutely thrilled now to have updated facilities to advance our mission, to support education, serve the community, and to continue to help students achieve their goals. We do this with the support of amazing faculty and staff, I met many of them today, with great support from our community leaders, as many of you are those great leaders, and of course with support from DMAC administration and board of directors. It is my pleasure at this time to introduce DMAC Board of Directors Vice Chair Kevin Alterman.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Joel. I'm Kevin Alterman, Vice Chair of the DMAC Board of Trustees. It's my pleasure to be here today to represent the board to honor a fellow board member that I have great respect and admiration for, Jim Pack. Jim always said he had a few friends. I didn't know it would take a new room this large to host all of us. It's a great turnout, and we truly appreciate you being here, Board Jim. I'd also like to introduce the fellow board members. Craig Greiner is here with us today from the board, and I think that's it for this session. They'll be here at 4 o'clock. The DMAC Board of Trustees supervises the operation of the college, everything from strategic facilities planning to the college's financial responsibilities fall within our oversight. A goal of the college is to continually upgrade and look at our facilities to make sure we're continuing to enhance the experience of all of our students. Our many new and remodeled facilities across the college have greatly improved the student experience both inside and outside the classroom. The DMAC board has been supportive of these construction projects, including the beautiful new addition here in Carroll that we stand in today. It's a transformative process that will impact students for generations. The Carroll Campus Vision is the latest example of our overall facilities plan. It's a long-term comprehensive process to assure we meet the needs of DMAC students, facilities, and communities we serve. It's facilities like this that helps us accomplish our important goal of expanding capacity to serve DMAC students, improve the student experience, and better serve the needs of Iowa communities. We also want to continue to be among them. National leaders in education and training, enabling us to offer countless opportunities for our students who will graduate within the education and training they need to find employment, whatever field they choose. We feel the community college, and particularly DMAC, will bridge that gap currently of an unemployment gap. This beautiful new facility is symbolic of the success of our students who will achieve once they graduate. Now I'd like to introduce Rob Denson, President of DMAC. Rob.
Good afternoon, and thank you. Thank you, Kevin, for the introduction, and I want to thank the DMAC board. We have nine trustees that run for public office every 4 years and spend hundreds of hours as volunteers making sure that the college pays attention to all the various districts within the college, the communities we serve, the businesses we train students for, and then the students that we educate. We've got a great operation, and we're well recognized both nationally and throughout the state for the success that DMACC has had. And much of it is because of the fact that many of our campuses, we have 6 fully accredited campuses and 4 other centers, actively represent their communities and do great jobs for all the students that come in to see them. And now, as you see with this facility, we're on a constant move directed by our board to upgrade the quality of our facilities. Not only our education is excellent, because our teachers are excellent, and our faculty do a great job, but because we have great facilities, knowing that our students, when they leave us, will be ready to work and getting out into the various businesses. I'd also like to thank retired provost and current DMACC board member Jim Knott and his late wife Marge for their many contributions to the college over the years, including the naming today of the James and Marjorie Knott Commons. Let's give them a round of applause. Such as this critical project and much of our construction. Some of the foundation board members with us today include Rita Perea, the president of the DMACC Foundation, and with her is her husband Ernie, who actually practiced medicine with the family and medical specialty clinic from 2005 and 2006, as well as Doug Burns, the Carroll Committee representative. So let's give them a round of applause. Also express our tremendous and heartfelt appreciation for many of the donors to this project. Mike McLaughlin and the McLaughlin Family Companies, the many Knott family members and friends in honor of Jim and Marge, the Community Foundation of Carroll County and Grove Green County Gaming Corporation, Marilyn Setzer, Carol and Greg Seaman, Bill and Pam Schwabe, and Toyn Inc. And I'd also like to acknowledge my wife Pat. Pat and I made a personal contribution, as did many individuals in this room, to this important project. Let's give our donors a round of applause. Their generosity and the generosity of all donors, the DMACC Carroll Campus Fundraising Committee was able to exceed our private fundraising goal by over $60,000, raising well over $260,000 privately for this project. And this is a true testament to the DMACC Carroll family and the community. So congratulations to the students, faculty, and staff of DMACC Carroll campus. This is a facility that all of DMACC is proud of, and we know that all of Carroll County and Carroll students will treasure. I also want to take a moment to thank the DMACC Foundation Carroll Committee and Fundraising Committee for their leadership and successful endeavors. This project would not have happened without the committee's hard work. I think Doug or someone told me that this is one of the easiest fundraising projects they had, which is no surprise. The leadership, Doug Burns, who serves as the Foundation Committee's chair, Nick Bating, John Brocklesby, Dave Bruner, Tom Farner, Ann Fitzpatrick, Jeff Redeman, Jim Gossett, Breck Hunt, Carroll Campus Provost Joel Lundstrom, Carol and Seaman, Christy Schindler, and Adam Schweers. Let's give them a round of applause. And also, again, a special thanks to Jim Knott's and Marge's family supporters for their extra effort in championing and to honor Jim and Marge. I've been here for 19 years, and as you know, Jim is a powerhouse, not only in this community, but in the board. And I know that when I interviewed in 2003, even though technically he reported to the president, it was clear I wasn't going to get this job without his blessing. I'm quick at reading the rules. I understand what's mentioned to us. So we are excited to celebrate this important milestone for this campus and for our entire region. Our mission here at DMACC is critical and is to provide outstanding opportunities for students throughout this region, including Carroll, Audubon, Madding, Glidden, Coon Rapids, among others.
We strive to meet all the workforce challenges and the education and training needs of our area employers that will result in a highly qualified and work-ready graduates who have not only the technical skills, but those employable soft skills that make them a success, whether they go to work for you or go on to higher education at any of our colleges and universities. Currently, DMAC offers more than 200 programs, degrees, certificates, and programs across the college, including those offered right here. Computer sciences, nursing, welding, and many bachelor degree opportunities in partnership with Buena Vista University, and of course, the outstanding 2+2 education partnership in elementary education we have with the University of Northern Iowa. It started right here in Carroll under the direction of Jim Knott. We have had over 329 graduates from this program since 1997. And talking to the president, Mark Nook of UNI, they treasure this relationship and they want to continue to develop because they have a history of great success dealing with EMAC. We're committed to the success of the Carroll campus and we're fond of your many accomplishments. The Carroll campus is an important resource. Not to mention the fact that in December, the governor through the Department of Education gave DMAC a $1 million grant, partnering with four K-12 institutions to open a new career academy in Templeton, Iowa. And we're very excited because I know the governor is committed to placing quality career and technical education within driving distance of every high school student in the state, and to make sure that the quality is just as good in any rural area as it may be in any more urban area. Because every student in Iowa deserves a quality experience, and the $1 million commitment we received is just another example of that commitment. Now, many of you remember that this facility was fairly modest when it was a public pool house, and we took it over, we've expanded on it, we've added to it, we've brought in great partners, and our success has been powered by the great leadership and the community support that we've had right here. Today we're showcasing the new, nearly 11,000 square foot addition. It includes a new welding lab, an applied engineering lab space, additional office and study space, and an indoor commons where we can host the college and community events that Joel referenced earlier. We've had great leadership. Our architect, Nick Hansen from DLR, is here, and so with his team working with us. Beatty Construction, we were so happy to have a local contractor participate in this very local facility, and we know that we received a lot of good TLC because of the fact that we had local commitment and local participation. And again, it's symbolic of the overall support we have here in Carroll. So I hope you'll stick around after the ceremony today and get a tour of this beautiful campus. But now I'd like to introduce the man of the hour, DMAC board member and retired Carroll campus provost, Jim Knott, to say a few words.
Thank you very much for coming. We appreciate it. We appreciate all of the people who donated to make this and the rest of the event very, very good. I started in 73 teaching in DMAC, and I teach at Carroll High during the day and come out here at night. And I did it not for the money, because you don't get rich teachers. But God believed in the community college. And I believe in the concept that makes everybody have an opportunity to do it. And that's one of the most important things when you're teaching, is to see people who really appreciate it. I mean, I know high school students do too, but when people come who are working and trying to improve themselves, they are really very hard-working people who try very much to make it right. And you know, I used to brag about the fact that I spent 10 hours a day in the ladies' shower room. Anyway. But the important thing is, when I came to DMAC, I believe very strongly in everybody should have an opportunity to have an education that meets their needs. And I'll tell you, you can't go around calling teachers bandits, because if he did, I'd be in jail a long time. But teaching is so important, and it's proven right here. When we started the leadership from campus, main campus was a little vague, but there were presidents who believed, and they worked hard to see that I got what I needed. And we did. And we went to, one time we had a meeting about the size of all the people that were interested in for all the counties around. And Joe Morgan got up, gave a big speech, and he told all the people what he was going to do. I thought, he said, well, we're going to contact University of Northern Iowa and negotiate with them and so forth. And he turns to me and he said, Mr. Knott will do that for us. What I feel in the man in the moon. And it worked. See, the other thing that works here is the things Rob brought up, and that is the cooperation from this community is unbelievable. Jim Wilson, Art New, two or three others were with us all the way. They came to when we needed something and took care of it. And we traveled, Jim and Art and I traveled to you and I so much we decided to get a room when we were there negotiating. And it was really, those two guys were very interested in making it go. Did go. I'm proud of it now. And I'm proud of it because we have leadership that's just about as good as you're going to get. In our area, we have men who are very important in business, who have very good ideas. We have Rob, who has been very good. Well, I kind of questioned him when he first came. He's done very well for us, very well. And then they brought along Daddy Long Legs. I really get soft when I went through this the first time. I said to him, you know, if you keep this up, you're going to be as good as I was. So we're very lucky to have him. And the staff, you don't know what you got here. You got a pretty good staff, very good. And we always did have. And I think that was, they cared about each other. They cared about this community, their community, wherever it was. They worked hard to see that we became the leadership in education in this area. I'll take one more minute to tell you. When I was growing up in Denison, My whole life was athletics, and it was Pete Carroll. We didn't care anything else but Pete Carroll. And we split with them. And then they won the last one, Aunt Dennison. But I remember when the job opened here, Carol High, Marge said, "You should look at that." Carol? But thank God I did. Thank God I went to work for an organization that believes in moving forward and not afraid to spend a dime here or there. Not paying any wages to me, but they're doing just fine. We are. And I want to tell you, I'm amazed at what we have accomplished right here in this building. I couldn't believe it. It's beautiful, and I love it. And Marge would too, which I have to explain to you. They talked about doing a, for me, a room in the building, and I said no. Said the only thing, way I would be agreeable was Marge and I. And so they agreed. They're very good people. But I'm going to tell you why. When I got out of the service, I got out after 3 years, 11 months, and 23 days, and I had to be in college in 7 days. So we took off, got down here, and I went to Buena Vista, had an athletic scholarship there in football, baseball. But Marge kept having kids. I didn't know. Well, I don't know, I can't hold to a bigger group than I could. But anyway, I went up to sign up to do this, and Marge said, "Well, I'll wait here." So I said, "Fine." And I got in there and I lined up. And you know what was coming in, those were all high school kids, and I was 20, well, 21 for sure. I looked around, I saw, this isn't for me. But I want to tell you something, why. When I got back out of the service, came home, I got a telephone call from a road company that I worked for many years, and it still did up until 2 or 3 years ago. I was a grade foreman at 19. So when I came home, telephone rang the second day I was there, and Hanson Brothers out of Sioux City, they said, "Where do you want to go?" And I said, "No, I'm going to go to college." Well, they thought that was a good idea. But that's what I'm telling you about it, because when I was standing in that line, I thought I could make damn good money as a grade foreman, and I don't have to put up with all this crap. So I'm not going. So I turned around and walked out, and here it was Marge. I came out the door, and she was standing there. She said, "If you don't do it, you'll regret it the rest of your life." She was right. I wasn't going to teach, and I haven't done anything as wonderful in my life as teach. To teach is to understand young people and persons. So I really do appreciate the donations. And I really appreciate the people who came here to say hello. And most of all, I appreciate it, Rob and the administration, the board, that made sure we have the stuff that we need. Thank you very much.
I want to introduce Mike McLaughlin, CEO of McLaughlin Family and Companies. McLaughlin Family Company has been a great partner for us many years. We take a lot of students for business tours. A number of those 350 students we talked about last week were also tours of the Scranton facility. And want to thank them for the partnership and leadership and their donation to the naming rights of the Weldon Glen. So, Mike McLaughlin.
Asset that this community has to have a campus like this, and especially this new expansion going on. When we look to expand our company, one of the main criteria is to have a community college like this in our back door. They have welding programs, CNC programs, painting programs, industrial maintenance programs. So hats off to you guys. We have seen many family, friends, employees run through a lot of these programs and classes. We even have a couple of employees that are heavily involved. Kyle is on the advisory board, and Chris Gredeman, he teaches welding at night after he's done working for us. Chris has been doing welding classes, I think, for about 7 years now. I think we've been involved with the welding program for close to 11 years. So when we heard there was an opportunity to help out the new expansion, McLaughlin family said yes immediately. It is so important to have these kids trained properly. You know, you think welding is welding, but welding has become truly an art. The differences in all the kinds of steels we have today, from high tensile to hard ox, you have to know what you're doing. To have our employees be involved in the class program and vice versa with the tours makes for a solid student when they come out. So I just want to thank you. All I have.
Thank you. It is my pleasure to introduce Nolan Landau, our 2021 Carroll High graduate. Nolan also serves DMAC as the resident advisor in the dorms, because I recruited him for that job. He's currently finishing his associate's degree in welding in the spring and is among the first students that are using our new lab. So please welcome Nolan.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This has been a fun project for me personally. Not only am I one of the first students to get to use the new welding facility, but I also got a great preview of the lab as I work for Galing Welding. We helped install the new booths and got to see the lab at various stages. I look forward to furthering my education and appreciate the opportunities the welding program has and will provide for me. I want to thank everyone who's been part of making this project happen. Specifically, I want to thank my advisor, Chris Sawyer, answering any questions and being so easy to work with. I have been lucky enough to start this program in high school and receiving the last dollar scholarship in college and working as a resident assistant in the dorms, I've been able to earn a college degree without any debt or large bills. I want to also thank my welding instructor, Ryan Renzi. Jack sitting here, he's been a true inspiration. Ryan Renzi's he's been great to work with, both during my time welding in high school and now in college. I want to thank everyone that makes a project like this possible for us students. Thank you.
Thank you, Nolan. We're very proud of you, and I know that you'll do great things. Also want to thank Kevin and the board, President Denson, and Indy Isley for their leadership and support. And of course, the fundraising committee. You were all amazing. It was a great fundraising project, and it's so much fun to be able to exceed our goals when we do fundraising. Special thanks to the extended Knott family. Thank you to Brad Knott and Doug Burns, who led that charge. We really appreciate your work and involvement. What a great way to honor Jim and Marge's commitment to DMAC and lifelong learning with a space like this that will be used for community events. Thank you to Tony Bating and all the subcontractors. I think some of the subcontractors were here long enough to earn an honorary associate's degree, so we're looking at that. Hopefully they'll boost our graduation numbers. Thank you to the Schwabe family, Marilyn Setzler, the McLaughlin family, and everyone who generously donated to this project. We couldn't do it without you. As you know, many who donated the projects are also faculty and staff, and you'll notice a lot of those names on our board. Thank you to all our faculty and staff for everything they do for our campus. Our students benefit greatly from their help. I want to single out Christy Shetler for helping plan this great event with the Foundation of Marketing Teams. What a great team effort. I want to thank Gary Schmitz and our custodial team, Tom, Megan, and Marcus, who have all worked tirelessly to make our campus look this amazing. I know when you do business tour or the tour, you'll notice that as well. And thank you to Jen Walton, who also worked extremely hard with architects on design and furniture ordering for the new space. I get to enjoy working every day with the most dedicated faculty, but at this time I want to specifically show my appreciation for one particular faculty member, Jack Thompson. Jack is a great teacher and has kept these programs going for 20 years in a rental facility with mostly secondhand equipment. Those of you that are teachers know that that's no small feat. To ensure our students have the best education possible, Jack continuously works early mornings and late nights. He prefers the late nights. Long after retirement, I might add. You did retire, right, a few years ago? I think so. Jack's the worst retiree you'll ever meet. I ask that you please join me in showing Jack our appreciation, since these programs that are here in Carroll would not exist without his dedication and support for our students. Thank you, Jack. We do apologize, but the donor wall was not able to be completed by today. But I would like to point out the rendering, what it'll look like on the south wall, so please take some time to look at it. We hope to have it up here by the summer, and of course you're welcome back to come look for it then. After the ribbon cutting, we will release everyone to their tour groups. It's going to be a little tricky with the tight space, so we'll probably try to release them a little bit in order. After the ribbon cutting, it'll take a few minutes to get that organized, and then on your name tag, if you want to look at that now, you have a group number. And so on your group number, that will identify the tour group you're in. And I have some tour guides. I don't know if they're ready for me, but Chris is group number one. Jen is group number two. She's over here. Julie is group number three. And if you don't identify them, I'll try to introduce them after we do the ribbon cutting. Amy, number four. It's Amy. Now they're like green girls going around. Katie, number five. And Connie, number six. Group six. Okay. Lastly, before the ribbon cutting, I wanted to make sure everyone knows of an important date next Monday. Mr. Knott will be turning 92 years old. I don't think there's anybody else here with that honor, so. On behalf of all of us, I want to wish you a happy birthday. On behalf of the entire Carroll community, I want to say thank you for all your years of service. Thank you for nearly seven decades of teaching. Simply an amazing number. Thank you for being my friend and mentor. Thank you for always treating me like one of your friends and giving me a hard time. Pretty much every day. Pretty much every conversation, actually. I will, and everyone on our campus will continue to serve our students in a way that will honor your legacy. Our influence on education in Carroll will be, your influence on education in Carroll will be remembered for generations to come. I ask that you please all join me in honoring and showing your appreciation one last time for one of the best educators in the history of Iowa, Mr. Knott. Invite the following individuals to join me up front for the ribbon cutting and photo, and you're welcome to stay seated and start socializing when we do that, and then I'll release everybody into their tour groups after that. So for the ribbon cutting photo, President Rob Denson and his wife Pat, Kevin Halterman, Jim Knott, Mike McLaughlin, Marilyn Setzler, Carolyn and Greg Seaman, Doug Burns, Rita Pereira, representatives from the Community Foundation of Carroll County, Kevin Milligan, Representative from Towen, Bill and Pam Schwabe, Jack Thompson, and Ryan Renzi. We'll do it right up front here.